today's modern smoker.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland, and I appreciate you joining me. We're going to continue on with a subject that we discussed at length last week with, among other people, Eric Sprott. The subject is silver. Marshall Barrel is going to be joining us later, and he's going to give his views on it. But I have a couple of people right now who are, in my opinion, you know, two of the real experts in the industry. Got David Coffin of the Hard Rock Analyst. I've known David for 10, 15 years. David and his brother Eric have tremendous insight into the resource market and into metals. And then we've got Randy Turner as a representative from the industry. Randy is the president of a company called SilverQuest. Randy's been in this business for a long, long time. And it'll be interesting to see if they share the same thoughts as to, you know, are you bullish, bearish, or neutral right now on silver? And if so, in one of those cases, other than neutral, tell me why. Mr. Coffin, let's start with you, buddy.
Right now, our take is that our take all along has been that silver's moving with gold. And our take on gold is that it has more upside coming.
Okay.
We think that silver has more upside along with that. But the price differential between the two has tightened up quite a bit in the last while, so we are a little bit cautious about jumping on to new silver stories, and we're focusing on gold, silver, and silver gold stories.
Now, you're expressing a concern about the gold silver ratio tightening up. Can you tell me why?
It's not a concern so much as just recognizing that anything that's taken a strong run up needs time to consolidate. The silver, and at a basic level, the silver price has actually tracked gold fairly well for the last few years. The difference being that it has moved at a greater velocity. The ratios move from something around 65 to less than 40 now, which is quite a large move. The reason for that, I think, is that they're both being viewed as investment metals. The difference between the two is that gold is a much larger market, and the people who are involved in the gold market are pros, hedge funds, people like that, who do get involved with silver, but not to the same degree. So there is a potential for some topping out in silver and require for consolidation because it has more of a retail flavor about it.
Yeah. Randy, what are your views? You agree with David, or, you know, you have anything to add to this or subtract or whatever?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I concur with David's comment on the silver, but being in the silver exploration business, of course, I got to be very bullish on this, but I think what we have to do is look back over the last year and see where silver has come from and say, well, where is it going to? And about last year at PDAC, I think silver was like $16, and today it's over $37. But as David has mentioned, this ratio has really gone from 65 down to about 37, 38 this morning. Gold is trading around 14.25, and silver is 37.50. So what we're seeing, of course, is this ratio coming down, and with people like Eric Sprott saying that it should eventually trade at 16-1, then there's still a tremendous upside. But I think on anything that moves up as sharply as silver has, there has to be a bit of consolidation and then moving forward. But overall, as a explorationist, I'm very bullish on both commodities, silver and gold. So that's why I think our company's portfolio is both silver and gold. And so overall, I think we're seeing the demand more and more for silver as a commodity for the industry, from everything from mirrors and the water purification to medical applications and things like this. So there is a practical use as well.
From an investment standpoint, Eric, I've got a question for you. On Wednesday, the 30th of March, the 30th of March, Wednesday, Kitco came out with a headline, and they said price of gold and the price of silver are moving up slightly today based on a couple of reasons. One is the re-rating of some of the country's bonds. And when I say some of the countries, I mean other countries' bonds. And the other one was they were giving a lot of credence to the fact that the uncertainty in the Middle East, specifically Libya right now, was influencing the price of precious metals. I felt that way for a long time, but I got to tell you, man, a lot of our colleagues disagree with me. They don't think international turmoil, for lack of better terms, plays a really significant role.
I think the my take is that the turmoil is influencing gold and silver prices both. That underlying that is a shift from what might be called a joyous stance, if you will, in the markets prior to the credit crunch to something much more conservative,
mm-hmm.
and a belief and a recognition that some neutral monetary items should be in portfolios. So I think the gold price is lifting because brokers and institutions are increasingly viewing hard assets as a requirement in their portfolios when they hadn't in the past.
Yeah.
So I believe you should have 5 to 10% in gold and some other hard assets like copper, be it the metal itself or equities. That is bringing into what are relatively small markets a lot of cash. The orderly uptick in the gold market, and because silver's tracking gold, it's been equally orderly, is a reflection of that slow movement into an insurance. So rather than saying specifically it's because there's NATO jets over Libya right now, it's less that than just the general mood that you do need to have hard assets in portfolios, and that's a big change.
I have to tell you, a big change that occurred in our family, and then I want to get your opinion on this, Randy, but a big change that occurred in our family is my wife, who is certainly much more left-leaning than I am, and I don't mean walking down the street, a number of years ago said, right out of the blue, Al, we need some insurance, let's start buying silver. And we did, and we buy it on a regular basis right now. It's interesting when people with that particular political bent come out and say something like that, as Kathy did. What do you think? I mean, is the Middle East in your mind, Randy, playing any role in the price of precious metals right now?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the turmoil that we're seeing throughout the Middle East is certainly playing into the precious metal market here. And I've been a firm believer and have been buying silver as a commodity here over the last many years, because I used to think it was pretty cheap at $10.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could go down the street here in Vancouver and buy it from Benny's store down here, and you get a nice 100 ounce or 10 ounce bar, and it seemed to be pretty cheap at the time. But seeing what's going on in the world right now, there's such turmoil in not only in the Middle East but in currency markets in places like Portugal and Spain and Italy, Greece. So
yeah.
It certainly is the silver and gold market.
Yeah, it's a very interesting time we're living in right now. David, do me a favor, take 30 seconds, tell our listeners about the Hard Rock Analyst, would you?
Hard Rock Analyst is a nested newsletter service focusing on the mining sector and more specifically the smaller companies within it.
Okay, very good newsletter. I have to add. Big Al's been reading it for a long time. Randy, 30 seconds. SilverQuest.
SilverQuest is an active exploration company, both in British Columbia and the Yukon. Main assets in BC are the Capoose Silver Gold Project, and as well as the 25% interest in the Davison Project with Richfield Ventures, and we're one of the larger claim holders in the Yukon. White gold area where we're going to be very active this summer exploring.
Okay, there you have it. Again, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say a couple of things. I'm not even close to being arm's length here. I read the Hard Rock Analyst often on a regular basis, and I have to tell you, I think it's one of the best, and also SilverQuest is a sponsor on our website. If you want any information, just click on their banner. Hey, Big Al's going to be right back with Marshall Barrow. More on silver.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, you know, the subject of the day really seems to be silver. At least that's what I'm seeing a lot of enthusiasm right now, as was just evidenced by a couple of buddies of mine, David Coffin of the Hard Rock Analyst, and Randy Turner, who's the president of a company called SilverQuest. going to pick another expert's brain here, Marshall Barrow. Marshall's on the line with me. He's the co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund. Marshall, you know, Eric Sprott was on the show last week, and at that time he expressed an awful lot of optimism, as he has been doing of late, for silver, for investing in silver. As we're recording this today, Friday, gold is down, but, you know, the flip side of that coin is silver's up. Silver's 37.71, you know, up not much, but it's up 4 cents, whereas gold is down about $5. Do you see a decoupling here? What's going on in your mind?
Well, there has been a decoupling, Al, for probably the last year, maybe a little longer, in the sense that silver, the commodity price, has gone up to a far greater extent than has the gold price on a percentage basis, as well as the silver stocks outperforming the gold stocks. But they're both in an uptrend, both being gold and silver. And we certainly at the Encompass Fund think that will continue.
Yeah.
When I say that they've gone up disproportionately over the past year, in round numbers, gold's up about 30% over the past year, the commodity, and the silver price is up close to 120%. So that's 4-to-1. And it's also reflected in the gold-silver ratio, which various people look at. Probably a year ago, it was around 70 or 72. That would be 70 ounces of silver for 1 ounce of gold. Now the ratio is approximately 38-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
So it's come down rather dramatically, and is likely to continue, although not to that dramatic effect. Gold is a storehouse of value. It's a play against inflation and printing presses and a lot of the factors that you have discussed with your guests on a repeated basis, and it's still the case. Silver is often referred to as the poor man's gold. It's far less expensive per ounce. It's far easier to buy in that sense. But it's also an industrial metal. And silver has probably 50% of its usage is for industrial purposes, primarily in electronics, also jewelry, and about 50% is a precious metal in the traditional sense. So there are other reasons other than the precious metal aspect that has driven the desire for silver. Also, silver generally is a byproduct of mining other commodities, gold, possibly copper. There are some pure or basically pure silver mines and silver companies, but it's far less than in the gold space. So when you have an interest and a demand, it drives the silver price to a greater extent than it does the gold price. The question certainly is, does it continue with that outperformance? And that's a question that remains to be determined.
You know, David Coffin was saying in the conversation that we had in the prior interview here, he was saying that, you know, as the gold-silver ratio is tightening up, he was saying that he thinks perhaps the silver market's getting a little frothy. Comments on that?
Well, I think I'm not sure frothy is a word I'd use, but it certainly has gotten ahead of itself in comparison with gold. We would think that they, as I've mentioned, that they would both continue on an upward trend, gold and silver, but it would be more cautious about getting into the silver ETF or the silver stocks or silver in bullion or coins at this point, just because of the outperformance that has gone on. And that's not likely to continue, certainly not to the extent that we've seen over the past year. So in that sense, frothy could be utilized. It's difficult to say just how frothy it is. One question we get at the Encompass Fund, because we are investors in various gold and silver stocks, is it a top? Is the run over for gold and for silver? And we certainly don't think that's the case. We think there are a number of reasons why the price of the metals and the stocks in those metals will continue to go upward.
You mentioned ETFs, and I'm curious. I personally am not invested in ETFs for a variety of reasons. I really don't have any expertise, certainly, in that particular method of investment. But what are your thoughts on silver ETFs right now?
Well, the silver ETF is owning an interest in silver,
mm-hmm.
In a silver that's stored in the form of silver bars, and it's far more convenient for an investor to own a share of the silver ETF than it is to physically own the metal, the silver. And so in that sense, it's a good substitute for owning the metal. We prefer, by and large, we prefer stocks because you have more leverage
mm-hmm.
To the price of the metal with a stock in a good silver company or gold company is going to give you a better return over time than generally has anyway in the past, give you a better return over time than investing in the metal itself. In the silver space, an interesting company is Silver Wheaton,
mm-hmm.
We own it in Encompass Fund. We also own it for clients and individual accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the sense of full disclosure, I mentioned that. But Silver Wheaton finances the expansion or development of mines and will give to the company or will exchange to the company cash up front for an ongoing commitment that Silver Wheaton will get X a number of ounces of silver from that company, from that mine or mines over each year or a percentage of the production. So they have, and when they do their deals with the companies, they generally do them at a fixed price. So it gives good leverage to an increase in the price of silver over time, over a long period of time. And it's an interesting company and an interesting concept that your listeners may be interested in pursuing further in doing research on.
Silver Wheaton is a very interesting situation. They were involved with one of our sponsors' companies, Arcana Corporation, as you know, and they helped finance Arcana. And then Arcana subsequently bought out the Silver Wheaton interest. That certainly is making Arcana's P&L look a lot stronger. But interesting point. Marshall Barrow, co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Brian London of the New Orleans Gold Show.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You got to admit, Marshall Barrel is a very, very interesting guy and his views on silver. We're going to switch over to gold right now. I'm chatting with my friend Brian London from the New Orleans Gold Show. Brian probably has a better pulse on what's going on in gold than almost anybody in the country. And Brian, I want to start out just saying that kind of an up and down week for gold, for lack of better terms. You know, we were recording on Thursday. Gold was up close to $14. Silver was up, you know, 34, 35 cents, what have you. But I'm not seeing any specific direction right now. What are your thoughts on this?
I agree, Al. You know, I think that the momentum has kind of been waning a bit, and the price has been kind of been sputtering along.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things are driving it down, and you'll see a nice update like we're experiencing today. I've been predicting that, you know, this is going to be kind of a typical year in terms of seasonality, that,
mm-hmm.
you know, we were going to kind of run out of the spring momentum, you know, which is kind of coupled with that physical demand in the spring. I'm kind of run out of momentum probably in late April, early May, and you know, the old adage sell in May, go away,
mm-hmm.
would probably apply again this year. And then you'd come back and look for some bargains in around mid to late July, where
sure.
You could really pick up things, you know, 20% or more back of where prices are today as far as the stocks go. The reaction we're seeing today, this kind of spurt we're having today in the price, is being accompanied by a lot of chatter in the markets regarding inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, and as a lot of gold bugs realize, there's two types of inflation. There's monetary inflation, which is why we've been investing in this area for so long.
Sure.
And there's price inflation, which is why all the pundits on television have been wondering why we've been investing in gold for so long, because
yeah.
they don't see inflation
yeah.
in the government-reported CPI numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But now those are starting. There's been a kind of a transition in the market, in market sentiment and expectations, And even they're starting to see the ramifications of this easy money policy being reflected in prices. Walmart came out with a warning of all people today that retail prices were going to be under pressure in the very near future, and already are, as we've seen in food inflation in the U.S. and across the world. So I think the market is making this transition to a fear of inflation, a recognition of inflation, a bit quicker than I had expected. So that's something to look out for, I think, over the next couple of weeks, especially to see if this might give a little more rocket fuel to gold as we enter the mid to late spring.
I'll tell you what I find to be interesting right now. I'm looking, as we're talking, I'm looking at my portfolio, and a lot of the stocks, the gold stocks specifically, that I've purchased over the last, you know, year, year and a half, what have you, are down, you know, and I'm looking at their prices, and I have to tell you, I am just seeing what I think are some real buying opportunities. I mean, companies that I have a position in, for example, Arcana Corporation, which is a great silver play, in my opinion, and this isn't investment advice, that's just my opinion. I mean, it's off roughly 15% from its high of about a month ago. I find that to be interesting, and that's actually pretty typical right now. What about some of the companies that you follow?
Well, our portfolio has done pretty well over the last year or two, and which isn't that remarkable because a rising tide, you know, lifts all boats.
Right.
But we've had some really big winners in our portfolio as well. Some of the ones that I think are probably good buys right now are a company called Revolution Resources, which is symbol RV on the Toronto Exchange, which is exploring in a new, I mean, it's really a rediscovery of an old gold belt in the Carolinas, of all places. And they're kind of following the lead of Remarco there, and have got a big land package. So I'm very excited about that company. I think Riverstone Resources is about a 2 million ounce resource in West Africa. That really isn't getting a lot of respect from the market, I think it's undervalued right now. Its symbol is RVS on the Venture Exchange. Another one I like is Seafield Resources, SFF, on the Venture Exchange, which has a project in Colombia that's kind of gone from the darling of the speculators to the dog back and forth. And right now it's at the low end of its range and is really building a decent-sized resource there that I don't think is getting the respect it deserves.
You know, talking about Colombia, I spoke with Frank Holmes about a visit that he had made to Colombia along with former President Bill Clinton and Frank Giustra. And, boy, I'll tell you, when he and I had that conversation, and it wasn't that long ago, you know, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, Frank was just incredibly bullish on what's happening down in Colombia. He thought that it remained one of the best places, you know, south of the border to invest.
It absolutely is. It's a very hot exploration frontier right now, and actually, it's always been extraordinarily blessed with mineral resources over the years.
Yeah,
I've lost a good bit of money in Colombia because I was way early on it, way back in the 90s, and then you had all the problems with the FARC and the guerrillas and everything else. But now everything's been cleaned up, largely cleaned up. It's a very safe environment, a relatively safe environment for Latin America to invest in. And all these resources are now being exploited once again.
What are your thoughts on this Yukon area play that people are predicting is going to shape up to be the area play of the year? Any thoughts on that?
Well, we were fortunate to be the first, and I think really the only newsletter to recommend Underworld Resources as they made the initial discovery in the Yukon. So we've been right on top of that and looking at the various plays and what they have and talking to a lot of the primary players in the region. Sean Ryan has done an incredible job there. Really starting that whole play with his new method of prospecting and sampling. And I've talked extensively with Sean and some other players up there in trying to keep ahead of that and find some of the new emerging players. You know, we recommended Underworld or recommended Kaminak. They're kind of the senior players in the area right now. The problem I have is that a lot of those companies are just dramatically undervalued, sure. I mean, overvalued compared to what they have right now.
Yeah.
They may have just a couple of blips on a soil sampling, and they're sporting pretty exceptional market caps. I had hoped for some better bargains to develop over the winter, but really didn't find a whole lot there.
Yeah.
We have a few of them in our portfolio that I like, but I think people have to be cautious on that. And really, if they buy, don't get caught up in the emotions and try and buy at some price dips.
I agree 1,000% on that. You know, a couple of companies that we're close to in terms of companies that we follow that I like is I like SilverQuest, but, you know, my thoughts about mm-hmm. SilverQuest are based, you know, solely on the president of the company, Randy Turner, because, you know, Randy's a 30-year veteran in the industry,
right.
And he's had some tremendous success in the past, and I like that one. And then, you know, a new little company that, you know, a colleague of ours has started up recently is Ethos. Gary Freeman is their sponsor on our site, by the way. My daughter happens to work for Gary, but, you know, Ethos is kind of an interesting situation. Gary's a real tiger when it comes to, you know, having results come from companies that he's involved in. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I find it interesting that that the Yukon has garnered so much attention. And I think that I think we can probably thank Eric and David Coffin for that. They were pretty early in the game, basically the end of last summer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they've done a great job in following up on it. Sean Ryan's got a new company, new venture, Ryanwood, which kind of consolidated the rest of his claims, which are pretty extraordinary, into one company.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a probably the best current soil anomaly in the whole play right now. The only thing is it's sporting a very large market cap because it's gotten some good financial backers,
sure.
Very influential financial backers. So I'm not sure how to play that one yet. It's not a real early entry opportunity for our readers, at least right now.
So yeah.
I'm watching that one because it's got some great projects and prospects, but I'm not sure what the opportunity is there.
Some interesting stuff going on up there, no question. Brian London from the New Orleans Gold Show and a true expert when it comes to the precious metals industry. Thank you so much.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem. Rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones have their tomb. Legs filled empty with alone.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. Ravelyn. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, Big Al is here to wrap up the show talking about energy. We're going to talk about a couple of things today with Mickey Fulk, the mercenary geologist. We're going to talk about my reactions and Mickey's reactions to the president's energy policy, and I think we've got some interesting comments there. And then we're going to talk a little bit about maybe some places where people can put a couple of bucks to protect themselves from what's going on in the energy industry. Mick, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Alan. You?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you asking. We have an interesting situation. The president came out on record, as reported in the New York Times, and he said, here's a direct quote from the Times, Obama is far from the first president to set out to make the country more energy independent. U.S. presidents dating back to Richard Nixon had similar goals that achieved little success. The United States continues to be the world's top oil consumer and gets more than 60% of its oil from foreign sources. Okay, the president says, well, we got to cut it out and we have to find alternative sources. You know, let's burn wood, let's burn corn, et cetera, et cetera. Mickey, I think it's crazy. It's just more of the same. What are your thoughts, my friend?
Well, I agree. In a very long 47-minute speech, Obama laid out an energy policy that was supposed to be a comprehensive national energy policy. Well, it was far from that. It basically said he's got a plan to reduce our dependence on oil or cut our oil use by one-third by 2025.
Right.
You know, but we're still using food for fuel. And, you know, it's... I found it somewhat empty-headed and disingenuous, if you will.
Yeah.
One thing the New York Times got wrong, though, is last year we imported less than 50% of our oil. So we're making some progress, but Obama denigrated the idea of drill, baby, drill. Well, if we want to wean ourselves, yeah, we need to be. Have fuel-efficient vehicles, we need to find alternative sources, but what we really need to do is go and drill offshore in the 99% of the U.S. offshore that we're restricted from drilling in. And this whole idea of offshore drilling being bad started in way back when I was, before I even started college in 1969 with the spill off the coast of Santa Barbara.
Yeah. So
we've been battling with this idea since then.
Well, you know, you're going to have accidents. I mean, I hate to say it, and I hate to sound like a hard, you know, like a hard, uncaring person, but you're going to have accidents. I mean, you know, it's, you've got the coal mining accidents. You've got this nuclear disaster in Japan. You're going to have accidents. You know, it is what it is. You know, I like what Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said last week. He said the problem isn't that we need to look elsewhere for our energy. The problem is that the Democrats don't want us to use the energy that we have. I mean, he's going along 100% with what you're saying right now. I mean, if Obama wants truly to cut oil imports by one-third, he's going to have to call for new incentives for companies to speed up oil and gas production on current and future leases. There's no question about that. You know, this is a subject that's been going around the block for decades right now. Is he going to be the first Democratic president to bite the bullet, stand up and say, you know what, we got to do it? I don't think so.
Well, I don't either, but I wouldn't blame it wholly on the Democrats. We've had, since Nixon first started talking about America's energy independence, Republicans occupied the White House for the great majority of that time, and they didn't seem to be able to do anything with it. I wouldn't blame it completely on a Democratic Congress. It's the unwillingness of bureaucrats, politicians, and even the American people to support drilling offshore. If we went and drilled offshore, if we went and drilled in Alaska using new technologies, we could become energy independent much sooner than 2025, in my opinion. You know, two-thirds of all the oil from exploited oil fields is left in the ground, and I'm a, you know, I went to college as an engineer. I have a couple of degrees as a geologist, a scientist, and I am very much bullish on the idea that good old American ingenuity and technology can extract a significant more amount of this oil that's left behind. So, but the Obama administration is putting in new so-called incentives for drilling, but what they are they will be restrictions on how long you can hold a lease. So they're reviewing safety of nuclear power plants now, which means delays on building power plants. They're reviewing. They still haven't promulgated new deep drilling regs and for very deep offshore drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, et cetera. So as usual, I found the guy's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Well, you know, what do you think about his calling for the increased use of biofuels, you know, with the construction of four new advanced biofuel plants in the United States within the next 2 years? Is that viable in your opinion? I don't think it is.
Well, it sounds to me like we're using food for fuel again, and there certainly is conflicting evidence and thought about whether you use more energy getting converting corn into ethanol or not. But the fact is, corn prices are at record highs, and fueling inflation and food inflation. And go to the grocery store and look at your bill and tell me that's not the case. So to me, it's the future for the U.S. to become somewhat more energy independent would be shale gas and shale oil and horizontal drilling and new technology and less restriction on the business. And, yeah, we don't like big oil spills, and we don't like radioactivity, although how much escapes is equivocal right now from a Japanese power plant that had two natural disasters hit it within a course of about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, anything we do has trade-offs. You know, now we have environmentalists that are opposing solar power plants in the Mojave Desert. So where do you go? Freeze in the dark, I guess, Al.
You know, Mickey, I don't know where you go, but here's another interesting question. Okay, we're spending billions of dollars in the Middle East in terms of military action over there. We're spending billions of dollars on entitlements, et cetera, that we can't afford. We can't afford any of this. And yet the president's plans, they require significant additional spending on research and development. Where the heck's that money going to come from?
Well, hopefully it would come from the private sector, and it's R&D is always an important part of any economy. It's what made America what it is.
Sure.
Or what it used to be, perhaps. But I don't think we need government doing that. There's plenty of venture capital out there. You and I are basically venture capitalists.
That's right.
We operate in a very high-risk entrepreneurial business, and all our money comes from private funds. So not sure why we can't do that on the energy sector and get the government out of it.
Got to lift the regulations in order to do that. In terms of investment opportunities, you know, in the sector that we're talking about, you have any thoughts on that at all?
To me, gold stocks look overbought right now. I'm actually having a little trouble finding new ideas at this particular time for investment. If people think the economy is running on empty, which it certainly seems that it's kind of headed that way, and best thing to do is put 10% of your net wealth in gold and buy a couple of bags of junk silver and a few silver coins. And
what do you think about some of
the safe investment?
What do you think? I mean, with the enthusiasm about alternative energy, what do you think about? I mean, it strikes me that as long as that enthusiasm doesn't wane, that maybe some of these alternative energy companies, you know, that listeners might want to take a look at some of those. I'm not incredibly well-versed in that segment, but, you know, it strikes me that if the president is going huckledy-buck in the area of biofuels and in the area of, you know, wind and solar and the rest of it, I don't know. It strikes me that taking a look at that sector might make some sense. I also think, I have to tell you, I also think that people need to look at the alternative fuel called uranium, because I think that atomic energy, in spite of what happened, you know, in Fukushima, that Japanese situation was an absolute disaster. But in spite of that, I think that people are going to realize that nuclear fuel is also the way to go. You guys out there, thanks for listening. Take a look at those sectors, and don't forget to read Mickey's newsletter, The Mercenary Geologist Musings.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.